This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BT and Sal back on the Fan on this Friday morning. So yesterday, BT, there was the news of, or I guess 2 days ago, there was the news of Mikal Bridges going to Tom Thibodeau, asking for the bench to get more minutes, talking about how, you know, his body maybe can't handle the 40-plus minute tonight, whatever it may be. Mikal Bridges goes out there, has a tremendous performance in Portland, hits the game winner. You were off yesterday doing the Johnny's game. I was in with Boomer, so I'd be curious to get your take and have this conversation with you. What do you make of all the news with Mikal Bridges? I don't want to say complaining about the minutes, but bringing it up to Tibbs about the minutes usage.
A couple things. Why wouldn't somebody else that's been there longer do that? Like, why was it up to Mikal Bridges to do that? Now, I respect him doing it. I think some people, because Bridges hasn't been great, they will look that, oh, it's like position it almost as a sign of weakness. Like, oh, look, he's trying to beg out of minutes, right, and he's soft. I don't look at it that way at all. I look at it as somebody who's new, who's invested in the long-term success of this team, both big picture and small picture, you know, for this year and beyond. I would imagine he's going to resign here in a couple of years and get a long-term deal. And he wants to make sure that this team's in a really great position to win. And I think that the way you have to do that is you got to establish a bench. It's common sense. What I don't understand, so I respect Bridges doing it.
Right, what he's saying is not necessarily wrong.
No, but then why did Tom Thibodeau, and if I missed something in transition to the guard and all the other stuff, I don't think I did, though. I tried to stay on top of this. Tom Thibodeau basically said, no, we didn't meet.
Right.
I don't understand. Like, why pump? It's almost like he pumped more life into the story. All he had to say was, yeah, listen, we have an open-door policy with the Knicks. These guys know if there's ever something that they want to get off their chest, they can come talk to me. And Mikal and I had a nice conversation. We're good to go. That's it. Why wouldn't you do that?
And I'm just trying to get, because I remember I saw the latest last night from Ian Begley. Tom Thibodeau asked Mikal Bridges for a meeting prior to last night's game. So Tibbs asked Bridges for a meeting prior to the game against the Blazers. This is according to Ian Begley of SNY. The two did meet and clear the air about the topic. I'm told it was a productive meeting. And then Bridges goes out there and goes nuts. So it was weird to have Bridges come out and say that. Then Tibbs deny it.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I would have had a big issue with it. I think you could interpret it a couple of different ways. I don't think Bridges should be the one to speak out about that. This has been going on for years. I wouldn't like any player doing it, but if there is a player who could do it, there's only one on the Knicks. It's Jalen Brunson. He's the captain. He's the leader. He should be doing that, going to Tibbs, behind closed doors saying, hey, I think the guys are getting a little worn down. You want to get the bench involved more. I'm not saying, look, you're the coach. You got to do what you got to do. But as the captain going to him, speaking for the other teammates, Mikal Bridges has been here for 5 minutes. He's accomplished squat, especially prior to the game in Portland. I do take a little issue with him complaining about the minutes, which is feeding into the biggest criticism of Tom Thibodeau since he's been a head coach with the Knicks.
All right, I would push back on only Brunson having, you know, the license to do that. Like, if Josh Hart did it,
okay, fair
no
enough.
Issue.
But Brunson is the captain for a reason,
though. For sure. Like, to me, even if Karl-Anthony Towns did it, I mean, your best players to be to feel good.
Towns did it. Everybody was saying he's soft and this and that.
Well, you would hope that it wouldn't come out. But, I mean, if he did do it, I wouldn't. Like. So I just say, like, I don't think it's got to be a captain thing necessarily. I guess I can understand to an extent, although I think it only makes it a little bit worse is strong. It's not that big of a deal, but it does lift up the curtain a little bit. Like, if I'm Tom Thibodeau, why would I refute the story that we met? Well, I'm thinking about, again, I'm putting myself in
trying to protect him.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. So why would I want to talk about a story where my player's got to feel the need to come to me to tell me that we're wearing down? You know he's well, you would think that he's sensitive to the distribution of minutes a little. Yeah. Well, if he was really sensitive, he would change it.
No, and I don't want him to, because I want him to do what he thinks is best.
Yeah, but he's certainly heard the noise over the years. Right. And even if he's okay with, and again, he is, because he hasn't really changed anything radically enough to suggest otherwise, but I could see why he would try to cut that off and not pump life into the story. So I know that there's a lot here, but let me spin a positive with Bridges.
Yeah.
All right? The fact that Bridges felt as if he has a place on the team to do that, it might seem initially a little out of place. But then when he goes, does it, and then performs and delivers a dagger to win the game, can this potentially be a foreshadow of him kind of spreading his wings a little bit and helping elevate this team to a level that they need to get to? Otherwise, they win enough.
Right. Okay. So now it leads us to where we need to get to, and you just got us there. But my biggest question is, because now you've seen the emergence of Bridges, and we know that he has the potential to be a high level, I would use the term star player. This is the stuff that the Knicks saw when he was with the Suns and with the Nets, and we're starting to see it now as Knicks fans, but this is why the Knicks gave up the 5 draft picks for him and all that stuff. So the biggest question to me, and maybe to your point, BT, the Knicks season hinges on it. Forget about the he said stuff, minutes, this and that.
Yeah, I'll go away. No, too worried about that.
When Brunson comes back,
yep.
Can we see this version of Bridges?
Not enough to beat the Celtics or the Cavaliers. I have not changed my opinion
on
that.
Okay, but then that's a problem. So if, like you were saying, Brunson out, it's going to be a potentially good thing. Not that you want him out, but obviously there's some, you know, you get an opportunity to have Bridges take a bigger role, expand his wings.
I did say that. So here we go, by the way.
Okay, so we're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we know, even if it's a small sample size, it's not just this, because we've seen it before with the Suns and the Nets. So we know he's got it in there. We just didn't know what was up with the Knicks. And now we're seeing him do it without Brunson. Without Brunson can't be a part of the equation. It's got to be with Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. I'm not saying that Bridges has got to score 33 every night.
I know what you're saying.
He's got to be an option to be one of the guys. He can't just play 40 minutes and score 5 points and not get to the free throw. I'm like, he's got to be an integral part of the game. Matter of fact, I would say that if anything, I would want to take away from Karl Anthony Towns potentially and make Bridges more of a number 2 option, or you want to have 2A and 2B, fine, but I need Bridges involved. He could be a difference maker on this team with Brunson back. Can he do that?
I'm interested to see. I'm hopeful. I wouldn't say that. I mean, I'd like to see it. I wouldn't say that I'm optimistic that it will continue this way, but I'm going to leave the door a little bit ajar. I mean, I know he's a good player. I certainly know that. See, my fundamental issue with these Knicks is that the two things that I think are going to really end their season earlier than we want, number one, their two best players are their two worst defensive players in terms of their starters. And number two, bench isn't good enough. Now, Bridges going to Tom Thibodeau, talking about the bench. Who knows? Maybe there's some downstream residual impact that has yet to really hit us. Like, the first pop was, all right, Bridges spoke to him, Bridges hits the three, here we go. Now we'll see if anything changes with the allocation of certain roles with the minutes and the bench. I don't think it's going to be enough to change my opinion, but I'm certainly hope that I would love to be wrong.
Did you hear Brunson? They played some of the clips on the morning show, CeeLo's Planet. Brunson on his podcast, the Roommates podcast.
With Dolan?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't hear the whole thing. I got to go back and probably listen to that just to get some insight from James Dolan. And Brunson, though, did answer a question, or, you know, he didn't answer the question because he's asking the questions to Dolan, but he did respond to one of Dolan's answers about them being a championship team. And Dolan basically said, like, all the moves are made. I think we're done here. Cat was the final piece, basically. I'm paraphrasing. And Brunson went on to say, yeah, but we still got to gel. We still need to figure out how to play with each other in chemistry. So we could assume that and talk about it as we have. Hearing it from the captain's mouth himself, it might be too much to ask in year one of a brand new team with major pieces changing places and all that stuff, maybe too much to ask for them to be at a championship level now. And I even got that sentiment from Brunson. Maybe they need to go through a postseason together, and then maybe next year's the year. I know you can't keep kicking the can down the road because you never know what could happen. Significant injury, this and that. Then before you know it, the window is over. But Brunson himself said it.
Yeah,
it feels like they still have some work to do to gel and play together and find out each other's rhythms and chemistry and all that stuff on the floor.
It's an honest depiction of what's going on. They do have to gel, and they do have to get better. We all know this because when they play the good teams, they get their face kicked in. So I think that Jalen Brunson is being very transparent. And by the way, I think that there's something to it. But again, like even with gelling, I don't see how Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns become better defenders. Now, if you've got a menacing defender off the bench, which they currently don't have, and maybe there's some off-season summer transaction that I don't envision yet or haven't really thought about because I'm too wrapped up in the season, that would be nice if that option presents itself here. But I think that the window for these Knicks, based on contracts, because eventually they're going to have to extend Bridges or not, Karl Anthony Towns' age, I don't know that he's going to age great. He's not 25. He's basically 30. So I would give the Knicks a three-year window, this iteration.
Right.
But I don't even know if they have the championship coach. So now let me float this by you.
And this is year one.
This is year one.
So,
So now if Jalen Brunson's right and they're going to need to go through these learning curves and growing pains to take the next step and maybe even take a step back to go forward, I'm fine with that. We've waited this whole century. That's okay as long as we know they're going in the right direction. But what happens, say, in the middle of next season, if it's still, and I know this is a hypothetical, but I don't think it's crazy talk. If they don't look great next year and they fire Tom Thibodeau mid-season, now you're talking about another transition with a new coach, now condenses the window even more.
It would have to be a coach that can get it, that you feel like could get it done and be the difference in 1 year.
But that's why I agree.
But I still think, me personally, I'd give Tibbs not only this year, obviously, but all of next year as well. You want to say all of next year? Okay, well, if they're flopping in the middle of next season, then I do think they're going to make a change, and I could understand that.
Yeah, I would actually do this, and I really do like Tom Thibodeau, and I hope he succeeds, and he's a really good coach, although I don't think he's a championship coach, and literally he's not, but I wonder if he actually can become one. My gut says no. If the Knicks get bounced in round one, I would make a move because I cannot risk sabotaging. Well, that's the wrong word. I can't risk too much transition next year, figuring things out middle of the season. If they get bounced in year one, I'm making
round
a move.
One. Yeah, that's where we disagree. I would keep him one more
I would get
season.
Rid of him.
Vince is in Poughkeepsie. What's up, Vince?
Hey, Vinny.
Hey, look, I appreciate the call. Let me just give me a second to break this down about this minutes. It's first of all, Bridges have been averaging 39 minutes his whole career, okay? So we're talking Bridges. And then we're talking Josh Hart, who wants to play every minute of the game, and Ananobi. Those are the only three players, because Brunson comes in and out of the game. He's got his times. Cat comes in and out of the game. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about, like, two players. It's overblown. And they average, like I say, he's averaging, like, 40 minutes a game his whole career.
Well, Vince,
what's going on?
Yeah, listen to me. And the minutes thing with Tom Thibodeau has been an issue for a while. We're not the minutes police on the show. Honestly, I don't get too deeply into that. You go back to listen to any show, it's a topic of conversation, but it's not my main issue with Tom Thibodeau.
No, I know.
Okay.
I know what you... Yeah. And I agree. When up 20, get him out of the game. I mean, definitely.
Well,
I agree with that.
Course.
All right, but that...
But he doesn't do that.
But I know.
We're also talking about a different thing. You're talking about the minutes police in general. Okay, fair, where that's been a conversation.
Yeah.
I don't have a major issue with it. This is coming from Bridges himself. That's the difference.
He's been playing 40 minutes his whole career.
I know. I'm just telling you that he's the one who's got a problem with it.
So tell him I don't want to play more minutes. I don't get it.
Well, he did.
He did.
I mean, it's just like he's one guy. Nobody else is. They want to play.
Yeah, but Vince, use your head, Vince.
What?
He's new and he's tight with the Villanova guys. Do you think that he's going to go and say that to Tom Thibodeau with that messaging if the rest of the locker room wasn't on board? He's going to go rogue and go cavalier and go against the... No way.
But we're only talking a couple players.
Yeah, but he's talking about... Yeah, but...
Vince, and also, and thank you for the call. See, I just don't know why it would be Bridges. Why Bridges? The guy who's been here for 5 minutes, the guy who has not done anything with the Knicks. Like, I said Brunson should be the one to do it. You said Hart, maybe. Okay, fair enough. Even if it were Hart, I'd be okay with that. One of the leaders of this team, no doubt about it. He gives it everything every single night. He plays every freaking minute every single night that he's healthy. He's been banged up a little bit. So if either Brunson or Hart said something, I don't think it would be an issue. I think coming from Mikal Bridges, who has been a...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A disappointment. I was going to say terrible disappointment, but he's been a disappointment at the least so far. And I like Bridges, by the way. I like the move. I stand by the move.
Yep, sure.
I believe in his potential. Even before, you know, the Portland game, whatever. We just need to see it. Like, he has been a disaster in year one for the most part. Why is he the one to bitch and moan about it and go to the head coach and make it public at that?
Maybe he's more of a leader than we give him credit for. Maybe the leaders that we think are great leaders behind the scenes are a little reluctant to voice that. Maybe they're not quite as outgoing and as verbal as we maybe think they are. And maybe he just sent somebody how to do it, so I'm taking the reins and I'm new and I'm doing it.
Yeah, I mean, fair
I
enough.
I respect it.
Yeah,
I actually do.
I don't know if I'm there respecting it yet because I feel like it goes against authority. And feeling, here's what I like. If Bridges feels that comfortable to do that off the floor, right? Mm-hmm. Sees things maybe he doesn't like, teammates speaking up a little bit. He's like, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to say something publicly either about Tibbs or go to Tibbs and talk about this. Then how come he can't feel that comfortable on the floor to take over and cement his place on this roster?
Maybe he will. And that's the hope. That's the hope. That's what you got to look
for. I'm talking about with Brunson. Obviously, yeah, you saw what he could do against the Blazers without Brunson. The Knicks need that guy to be on the floor with Jalen Brunson. Anthony's in Harlem. What's up, Ant?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Guys, I have a unique perspective on this because I have a job where I manage the kind of individuals that are willing to do whatever I ask them to do, to run through a wall, to almost put themselves in harm's way.
Hmm.
And my job as a manager, okay, is to protect them from themselves sometimes, okay? The culture in the Knicks locker room is we play as many minutes as Tibbs makes us play. Now, I know you know they don't like it. You know they're not a fan of it, okay? So Bridges came into that culture as a newcomer and said, this is not right. this is not going to work. This is not what the whole league is doing. If it worked, everybody wouldn't do load management. And the byproduct of what he does to these teams is what happened to them in the second round against the Pacers. Everybody's hurt, and you lose to an inferior team. They are never going to win anything with him because he runs them into the ground, and Bridges had the courage to speak up about it.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. To be fair, though, think about this. Think about how Mitchell Robinson got hurt, Joel Embiid being dirty, not Tom Thibodeau's fault. OG Anunoby obviously got hurt, tried to play game seven, hit the three, which was valiant, but he had nothing you could tell. But he had a lot of injury history before he got here. You know, you don't really know where it starts and where it ends. So is it because the Knicks aren't good enough in terms of winning a championship being built that way, or because Tom Thibodeau runs him into the ground? I don't know. I the answer's probably somewhere in between, frankly.
OG Anunoby was getting hurt before he was a Knick, so
always.
That's nothing new. I don't believe that Brunson's banged up because of the minutes. Hoff just told me in my ear there, BT, the Knicks have five of the top 25 minutes per game guys on their team. So there also was a thought, and I was one of these people, and I still stand by it, that the Knicks would benefit by the time they get to the postseason by having these guys play all these minutes now, as opposed to being maybe winded in the postseason. They're ready. The Knicks are going all out,
yeah.
Or at least they have been under Tibbs, go all out during the regular season. So when the postseason comes, there's not really that, holy crap, we better turn it up five notches.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they turn it up a notch where other teams maybe aren't as ready for the postseason.
That's Pitino's mentality. Oh, you were going to say that, weren't you?
I'm glad that we're both thinking the same thing. Pitino said it. He's getting, you know better than anybody, he's getting these guys ready in the regular season for the tournament.
Yep.
That's what good coaches do.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate that we knock Tibbs for this stuff. Stop being such babies. Sack up and go play some damn minutes. Whatever the load management.
Sack up. The funny thing is, like, remember, you know, you're playing CYO. Like, nobody ever wanted to come out of the game. You wanted to be on the court for every second. I get it. It's different now. It's their job. It is different. But, you know, listen, while it's probably a little unfair to Tom Thibodeau, the bottom line is he's on the back nine of his career, of a very good career, and he still has no championships, nor has he ever been to the finals. Is that the absolute reason why?
And they said the same thing about Andy Reid when he was with Philadelphia.
Yeah, I know. Derrick Rose blowing up his knee back that it didn't help Tom Thibodeau's quest to get there.
I'll meet you in the middle and say that if the Knicks next season do not look like a championship team, or do not look like they've improved from what we saw this year, regardless of where they end up this year, then I would consider making a change with Tibbs. BT and Sal on the Fan, more your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. BT, about 15 minutes. It is going to be game six of the Pull Your Card World Series, the second annual Pull Your Card World Series on the BT and Sal Show. Last year it went seven.
Yep.
You had a 3-1 lead. I came back and won it in game seven. This year you had a 3-1 lead. I guaranteed victory in game five. Here we are, game six today.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to pick the years, and there are only two left. By the way, one way I was thinking about changing this, because remember we talked about adding 83.
Yeah, to make it a little more favorable for me.
Or we could go just best of five.
No, you got to do seven for a World Series. Well, then again, there's more strategy there.
That's what I'm saying. So best of five really would be impactful. You could go 2-2,
mm-hmm.
one, meaning home field, right?
I know what you're saying.
And you're taking now out of 84 through 90. Because what good would it be, all kidding aside, like you're better at 90 than I am at 83.
Yes.
Because in 83, it's like, I never even heard of these guys.
No, you were 6 years old, not even.
At least
younger.
90, you've heard of the guy. So
of course.
It's more challenging, but you've heard of it. So instead of adding a year, which would basically eliminate me,
I want to eliminate you. That's the goal.
I get it. But imagine if we had all the years. So we have 84, 5, 6, 7, 8, 89, 90. So that's seven different years.
Yep.
If you had a best of five,
mm-hmm.
there is more strategy because you would be leaving 2 years
two on
out.
The table. But then how are we determining who's, like, there's still an element of
we'd have to, like, flip a coin to see who has home field.
That's
I don't even
saying,
know
yeah.
how we did it this year, last year.
I don't remember
year.
Either. I really don't.
But either way, game six is coming up.
All right, we had a little team meeting last night at the hotel.
How are we feeling going into game six?
We're ready. We're good. We're good. Nice and loose. We're good.
Not
ready
nervous about blowing another 3-1 lead.
No, you can't. You can't let that infiltrate the mindset. Otherwise, it's over before I even step foot in the box today.
It hasn't been a thought at all.
No. I mean, the papers could write about it, and, you know, guys like Sal and, you know, Tierney could talk about it on the radio, but from my perspective, I'm just trying to win a game there.
I got you. BT and Sal, the fans, get back to the phones. Billy is in Livingston talking about the Knicks. What's up, Billy?
Hey, Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Bill? How you doing, kid?
Hey, I'm an avid listener of the fans since the inception, and I wish you guys would spend a little bit more time on the Knicks and the NBA. You know, more on the Nuggets.
GBN, thank you for the call. I was actually being serious. Like, I'd rather do that. I'm just saying, like, you didn't need to be so defensive. If I sounded like that, I apologize that I was not trying to be that way, BT. I mean, I was obviously being part facetious, but I legitimately meant it. Like, we could talk about the Knicks in detail all the time. BT and I sometimes text about that stuff. Like, we could have those conversations, Knick fan to Knick fan. I do not think, unfortunately, the majority of the audience wants to get in the weeds on that stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't sell in 2025. It just doesn't. You know, you've got to present it in... Now, the playoffs are a little different. You know, game one, game three, game five, round one, round two, conference finals. You get in the weeds a little bit. You break down possessions or maybe a bad call or misused timeout.
We did that last 100%. Year, every game.
We did that every game last year when we got to the playoffs. But to do that during the regular season, no. And it's morphed into a more of a topical thing. Quarterbacks, draft, drama. And Sal and I happen to be both nuts and bolts sports fans, right. But you've got to adjust to the audience and you've got to present it a little differently. I love this stuff, but I don't think the audience does.
Not on
a consistent basis.
It's been proven. Sadly, it is what it is. Yep. Like, the way we grew up listening to sports talk or doing sports talk in the early years or me being behind the scenes, whatever it may be, it's unfortunately evolved to where it's just different now. So which is why I was legitimately saying, like, if you want to talk about that, I'd be more than happy to have that conversation with you off the air. We just can't do that on the air regularly. And we talked about the importance of Mitchell Robinson coming back.
Of course.
And what a difference he could be. And I do think he's going to be a difference maker for this team. We still haven't seen it all together, by the way. Mitchell Robinson, healthy Brunson, you know, Bridges coming into his own. Like, we haven't seen the best of this Knicks team yet this season.
What do you think Jalen's coming back, by the way?
I don't know. What is the latest with that?
I haven't heard anything. I know it's not a grade three because the grade three was like 3 to 4 months. That was the biggest issue. Remember talking about that a little bit? Grade one was like a week to two. I think it's probably somewhere between one and two, which is maybe three. I still think he's going to miss some time here. I don't think he's coming back in the next couple of games.
In my mind, and I don't know if it's just because you said it or because we haven't heard anything, I was kind of just like seeing the postseason. That was my mindset. I mean, we're almost there. How many games we got left here now?
Probably 18 if I had to just do a real quick guess. Actually, I got the schedule up. Hold on.
You have it here? I know the Warriors tomorrow, which is a big one.
Yeah, that'll be fun. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
I mean, get a month. Over the course of a month. April 13th, regular season ends against Brooklyn at Barclays Sunday, that April 13th. So it's a month away.
And there's a couple of things to watch. I mean, listen, obviously you want to watch the... What I'm curious about tomorrow night, and I would like to see Karl Anthony Towns throw an elbow right in Draymond Green's throat. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah, I know.
Can we do that? Let him know.
I'm making sure I'm DVRing that game 100%. Now, remember, did you see Kat's response to that? He says he chooses to. I forget what. Do you remember the exact word that he used? He said something about, like, I don't know, one of these like new evolved. I'll fight the hate with love or something like that, right?
That's fine. You could say that. You could still throw an elbow in his chest. Maybe not his throat. Yeah, that's a bit aggressive.
Wow.
Plant them right in the sternum somewhere. Yeah. Good.
We don't need to be literal about it. But yes, I do. I do want to see some toughness and some fight from Towns against the Warriors, specifically Green and Butler. That's going to be a big test for me. Now, would you just say, Zoo, about Brunson 6 weeks?
And by the way, they play the Cavs twice. They play April 2nd and April 11th. So there's still a couple games and Boston Celtics in between then.
What'd you say, Zoo, about Brunson? You told me 6 weeks, something in my ear.
I was just saying, right, so the sweet spot for this injury, I think, is probably about 4 to 6 weeks. And when you look at when he got hurt to when you're talking about the playoffs, it's about 6 weeks. So kind of feels like you're right when you say the playoffs is his comeback.
That was my first instinct. Remember, I said, I don't think we'll see him for a while.
Which does stink because I'd like to see Brunson back. Let's say he comes back for April 6th against Phoenix at home. Then again against Boston.
Yep.
Yeah, even if you want to give him a rest. Like, I'd like to see him play against those home games at least to close out the year in April. Phoenix, Boston, and then the Cavs. You want to get him some kind of work before the postseason, no?
Well, he's a rhythm guy. He's just the way his footwork and his dribble penetration, like he's, You know, I remember saying early when we first really, we knew he was good with Dallas because he scored some 40-something when Doncic was hurt a couple years ago in the playoffs. But I think when we all saw Jalen Brunson night to night, and I saw him at Villanova, and I didn't quite even see this against St. John's when he was in college. Like, I think he might have the best footwork in terms of, it's hard to explain, because if he didn't have the kind of footwork that he does, I don't think he's in the NBA.
Right.
Because he's not a great athlete. He's not like physically imposing at all. He's small, smallish. He doesn't jump out of the gym. Like, he's got to be perfect is what I'm saying. So for him to be Jalen Brunson, to be on ice for a month and then come back in the playoffs without some reps is, I mean, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do, but it's not ideal.
And by the way, the timetable, it's all speculation because we don't know definitively what is going on. Maybe it is before what we're talking about. Maybe it's after. Who knows? Maybe it's by the second round. I have no idea. Nobody does at this point. At least they haven't told anybody at this point about the severity of Brunson's ankle injury. All right, when we come back, Game 6 of the Pull Your Card World Series. We'll get back to your calls as well, so keep it coming on the Knicks, the Giants quarterback situation. We'll work in some Johnnies, some baseball as well before we say goodbye on this Friday. But Pull Your Card World Series Game 6 when we come back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game, and there it is! Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. BT and Sal's Pull Your Card World Series, Game 6.
Well, BT, for the second annual Pull Your Card World Series, we have now gone, last year was 7, we have now gone into 6 games this year. That means there are only 2 years left, 1988 and 1989. I am choosing 1989 today.
Okay.
I am now home, so I get to determine things. I am still going to let you pick the card pack that you want.
Right here, please.
Go to the right hand.
I've gone with that for a while here.
See if I can. I'm a little nervous here. Because now I feel like I got the momentum back, but I'm still down 3 games to 2.
Listen.
Last year I was nervous as anything. I thought I was getting beat. That was upset.
I got to make amends here, man. I did not like the way last year ended. My laptop is still broken. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Looks like I have 15.
That's out. 12, 13. I got 13. Ooh. Hold on. Let me make sure here. Which stinks because now I'm at a disadvantage here. I had a leader's card and a record breaker card in there.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I got 13.
11, 12, 13, 14. 15. Okay. All right. I got to get rid of 2. What?
Yeah, no, you do. But now it's like, you got to get rid of 2 layups. I would think.
But that's always, you don't know that.
Oh, last year we used to pull. Whatever. Just go ahead. It's fine. I'm just saying.
All right. There's definitely names you know here.
Same with you. Okay.
This guy here. Let me get. That's a cool looking card. I'm going to keep him. Yeah, you might mess that guy up. I'm going to keep him.
Interesting strategy here.
All right. Boom. Okay.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Who's
going first here?
I am going to read you the cards first.
Okay.
Okay. Number 1.
Pop.
Randy Reddy. 1989 Tops.
I know the name too. Randy Reddy. I could see him. Padres.
1-for-1. I was thinking maybe you could go Phillies there. Mm. Good pull.
Thank you.
Mike Kingery.
Seattle.
2-for-2. Greg Brierley.
Giants.
Mariners. 2-for-3. Mark Clear.
He was definitely a pitcher.
Yes.
I don't know if I... Ace.
Brewers.
Yeah. Tough one so far, dude.
Mitch Webster. Why don't you get 2-for-4?
Expos. No.
Cubs.
Yeah.
He was an Expo a long time before
that. Of course he
was. Joe Carter.
What year are we doing here?
89 times.
Indians.
Good call. Good thinking that through. All right. Yeah. So 3-for-6 so far?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I remember. Yeah. 3-for-6. Yes, that's correct.
Bobby Thigpen.
Bobby's with the White Sox here.
Yes. Gary Carter.
Mets.
Yes. Mike Bielecki.
Pitcher?
Yes.
Giants?
Cubs.
5 for 9.
Okay.
5 for 9. Not many layups here, dude. I'll tell you that.
We got a couple coming, I think.
Oh, good.
Ron Karkovice.
Ronnie was a slow-footed, porn-looking catcher for the White Sox.
Yes.
6 for 10.
Okay. All Who right. was it last year? What the hell was his name?
What?
Koontz, maybe? Rusty.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, boy. Right. Yeah, Rusty.
Neil Allen.
Well, he was part of the trade there for Neil Allen. Yeah, Neil Allen at this point has to be with the Cardinals. It's got to be. Yankees. No?
Yankees? 1989, Neil Allen. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember that one either myself. I probably got that one wrong.
Oh, man.
Luis Rivera.
Damn it. Jose, I think of the jobber. Jose Luis Rivera. Remember him from the WWE?
I don't.
You
actually
don't remember him?
Before my time.
Way to sell it. I would at least give me a chuckle.
Yeah, sure. BT, I remember him. I'm sorry.
On.
You're
he
right.
Was a
I'm
very
sorry.
Famous jobber, dude.
I'm in game mode. Yeah.
What's his name?
Luis Rivera. Luis Rivera.
Jose Luis Rivera. Yeah, right. Pitcher?
No.
No.
I mean, unless he's taking this picture with a bat in his
yeah. Let's see. 6 for 11. Damn it. Pirates?
Expos.
Damn it.
Lee Mazzilli.
In 89.
Yeah. Well, that was a tricky one because he played so many different teams.
This is a tricky one. All right, hold on a second.
I'm gonna have to get my glasses.
All right, Lee Mazzilli comes up with the Mets. Was with the Rangers for a minute. He's not on the Rangers
here. Was
this
here. The end of Mazzilli?
I think
he
it was.
He came up in 76. Okay. I see now my glasses.
Wow, 76.
Man,
from Lincoln High School. Lincoln.
Okay, there you go.
In Brooklyn. All right.
Doesn't count.
Pirates.
Mets. Yeah, he's with the Mets. All right. That's not a bad pack. I would say this is kind of average, right? One,
yeah, I think
two,
I got six right.
3, 4, 5, 6. So it's going to take 7 of 13 for me to beat you here. 6 of 13. 6 is the score.
Left a couple on the table. Jeez.
I remember if we tie, we have to do another pack or pack or two. We can do that later. Oh, I'm getting nervous. My heart is
yeah,
racing.
My hand's
right
getting
now.
A little sweaty all right. here. All right, just to confirm, what if it's a manager, I give you the name and you say,
oh,
I don't know why I don't remember this.
Yes, whatever position they play or manage, you just give me the name and I got
to
get the
say team. The team that
yes.
he managed. So I say the name and you say the team.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. That's bad. Moose Stubing.
What?
Manager. Dude, I've never heard of the guy.
How do you spell the last name?
Stubing. And honestly, looking at his picture, he looks like this is like a snapshot from like World War II. Like this does not look like 89.
I've legitimately
Moose Stubing.
Never heard of him before. 1989. Jeez.
Wow. They Moose. Just said wow. They just said he's a local boy. He's from the Bronx.
Oh, you should be all over that.
Where do you go to All
yeah,
Hollows?
He went to White Plains High School.
Oh, White Plains.
God.
Moose Stubing.
All right, just give me a second here to think.
Moose, not Moose Haas.
1989.
It's a tough one.
I'm going to go Mariners.
Angels.
Okay. I use your theory
I did not
there.
Know that one.
Yeah.
I never heard of the guy, honestly. And he's from here?
Let me see.
That's
can
insane.
I see the picture of the card?
Yeah. Look at this dude.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of the guy.
Angels.
Wow.
Out here with that.
Was he an interim? Like, serious question.
They said he was a third base coach.
Either way. All right. Gerald Perry.
Man, I should know this one. Braves.
Yes.
Okay.
1 for 2. Jim Gantner.
Brewers.
Yep. That's the only team I really remember him with. Okay.
Did he play anywhere else? I don't recall either.
Everybody's Brewers on this card.
Okay.
Brian Downing.
Angels.
I said this name came up on the show the other day. Leadoff hitter. When we were talking about Austin Wells.
Yes. Right.
I actually said Brian Downing, Angels.
Yes. Okay.
Now, did you know that? Or
I remember
you...
him with okay. the Angels, yes.
All right, 3 for 4. Good start.
Need four more.
Might have to go to the mound here, get a little
four more
little
to force a game
here.
Seven. Yeah.
Rene Gonzalez.
Mm.
Could be a swing card here. Could be a pivot card.
Rene Gonzalez.
Not Rene Goulet.
Angels.
Orioles. 3 for 5.
Okay.
All right. Dave Bergman.
His name has come up a lot in Pull Your Card history. Now, it's come up, I feel like, in early years. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a stab and just say the same team that we've been using, the Tigers.
You got it.
Okay.
Oh, that is...
That's a little Pull Your Card history. I would not have known him from just the memory, but yeah.
Danny Jackson.
Good God, I'm between two teams. Lefty pitcher, right?
He's a pitcher. I don't know if he's a lefty. I'm being told he is a lefty.
In my mind, it's Reds or Royals. I'm going to say Reds.
Got it.
Okay. I don't know why I was thinking Royals there, but okay. Where are we at now?
Five or seven.
Okay.
Boy. We got problems here again. Mark Mecklemore. I know you know the name.
Yeah, I do. Angels.
Oh, boy. Got it.
Okay.
This is the heater pack.
That one I remember. This is six now I just got?
Six
for eight. Next one wins.
Yeah.
Next one forces a game
Jack
seven.
Clark. I'm not in the mood for small talk, buddy. Let's go right to it.
89.
I know what it represents, dude.
Yankees.
Yes, you got it.
Okay. Let's finish the pack out. Let's see.
Okay. 7 for 9. Mike Dunn.
D-U-N-N-E?
Yes.
Pitcher?
Yep.
Pirates?
Yes.
That's even, dude, I got to be honest with you. That is specific to hearing the name and seeing the memory of the card because I couldn't even really tell you much about him.
Okay,
that's crazy how that works.
Good pull right there. Franklin Stubbs.
Dodgers.
9 for 10. This is what they call.
Now I'm feeling it going into game seven, my friend.
Momentum lost. I have
now I'm feeling it going into game seven.
Lance Johnson.
White Sox.
Yeah, he was a sweet player, man. Yeah. He had a pretty good swing. Didn't he like have like 18 triples one year? With the Mets, I think.
Yeah, he was great with the Mets.
With the Mets.
I think he led the National League in hits
it was something
in
with
1996
the
with the Mets.
Around there, it sounds about right. Terry Blocker, last one.
Who?
Terry Blocker.
I know this one. Oh. I'm not going to get it right, but I definitely am going to regret not getting it right.
Never know. You're on a heater. Heat check time.
Twins, I don't know.
Braves. Well done.
Okay.
Very, very, very nicely done.
Now we'll meet close to the middle. Remember, last year we ended up on 1987. We'll end up on 1988 Game 7, which will have to take place early next week. Because we went, what is next week?
Thursday.
Next week
next week I'll be at the NCAA tournament.
Right, so we got
I'll be on the road with St. John's.
Right, there is no if they're going to make it this year, they're going to make it.
And so, we can't do it Wednesday because I'll be traveling.
Right, so it's got to be early next week, Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. Probably maybe Tuesday. Let's do it Tuesday. Let me give me a little day here. Get back to my team.
And I do think it's different years this year too that we won. So it's not just like you win the same year every year. Although I think you've repeated 84, probably 85. But I think
the impressive pull was you getting Bergman. It shows you paid attention.
Right.
Now that was Dave. See, the way I remember Dave Bergman, real quick, I remember sitting. I didn't know much about Dave Bergman.
You and Booney pulled him, didn't you? In that, I think it was a pack with you and Boone, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. I remember sitting in my basement. I had a little league game. I think it was like first grade. It was second grade.
Yeah.
And it was like the Saturday routine. Dad gets the cold cuts. Watch, game of the week with Garagiola Kubek and Garagiola this week in baseball. Anyway, the Tigers, I forget who they were playing. Jack Morris pitched a no-hitter. That's 84. That's when the Tigers started 35-5, won the World Series.
Right.
And I'm a young kid in my basement watching this, and Dave Bergman, who wasn't their regular starting first baseman but played this day, made a diving play at first base to preserve the no-hitter late. That's my first memory of
that's
Dave
awesome.
Bergman, not from a baseball card.
Yeah, see, that's before my mind.
Man.
Before my memory, I should say, before my time. All right, BT itself.
Nice job.
Good game. That was fun.
Yeah.
So 1988,
well
Game 7,
okay.
Tuesday.
Let's go.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.